The Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, Act of Aging in Manitoba, and CGNU present Insights on Social Connections.
Chatting today with Brenda Tunn, a consultant with the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, and we're talking, as we always do, about social prescribing. But this time around, Brenda, we are doing it from a rural perspective. Welcome, by the way, to CGNU.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
So how does it differ with social prescribing? I imagine there has to be a lot of different challenges when it comes to getting seniors together and getting seniors away from being isolated when you're talking the rural areas of Manitoba.
Yes, rural Manitoba definitely does have its challenges, but Manitoba is actually uniquely poised with positions called senior support coordinators all across the province. And these people are dedicated to helping seniors, or older adults, as I'd like to say, age gracefully in the community of their choice for as long as possible.
So what would a coordinator do in rural Manitoba, and how might it differ from what they do where they are located as opposed to the same position here in Winnipeg?
Well, resource coordinators in rural Manitoba definitely don't have the conveniences of some of the supports that are available in the city. So these support coordinators are very creative in ways of delivering services. They're very resourceful people that have a strong passion to help older adults in their communities. So they really understand how important an older adult is in their community and really appreciate that older adults are the hearts of communities. These older adults have helped build the small communities usually that they're from. So they are usually fueled with passion to support those older adults to grow older in the communities and help them stay there as long as possible.
A lot of older adults in rural Manitoba, of course, are even more so isolated because maybe they live on a farm in the middle of, you know, nowhere and that. So again, that must pose some special challenges when it comes to getting those seniors away from their home and getting them out and with other people. What are some of the things that they do to overcome that?
Absolutely. It does have its own set of challenges. In small town Manitoba, very often we rely heavily on volunteer drivers. We rely on friends and families and neighbors and just making them aware of the importance of them connecting with older adults. So we don't necessarily have the services in place like taxis and buses, but we do really encourage family members, town people, and volunteers to reach out and connect with older adults. We do have often handy transits that are available in the municipalities, but they can often be cost prohibitive. And because of the amount of distance that they often have to cover, it's not feasible to use them. So we really rely on volunteers and the kind hearts of neighbors.
Senior resource coordinators in rural Manitoba, do they cover a specific region? Is there like one for almost every single town? Like how spread out are they, and how, you know, how many are there more or less? I don't need an exact number.
For support coordinators, I believe there is approximately 190 all across Manitoba. And these positions are funded by their respective RHAs. So if you ever want to locate a resource coordinator in your area or find out who is the resource coordinator in your area, you can go to your regional health authority website and check that out. And also you can utilize 211, and 211 will hook you up with the appropriate service provider in your area.
Is 211, just checking if you live in rural Manitoba, and I know the question would be asked, is 211 a long distance call if you live in the middle of nowhere out in rural Manitoba?
It absolutely is not. 211 is a resource for everyone. So I'm speaking to anyone that's listening from rural Manitoba. Pick up the phone if you need help or if you're looking for a service. You will get a person on the phone and be able to direct you and put you on to someone that can help you out.
Social prescribing, we've been talking about it, and the fact that doctors are now referring patients that they think might be socially isolated to resource coordinators to help them, you know, get involved more with things and that. How has it been working in rural Manitoba with doctors doing references to resource coordinators? Is it working the same there as it has been in Winnipeg?
Well, the social prescribing is actually in its infancies in rural Manitoba. We are working to get it up and going. The support coordinators have always been in their positions. So right now what we're doing is really making clinical staff aware of supports in community and bridging that relationship there so that there is synergy happening between clinical and non-clinical services.
It's in its infancy, but it's moving in the right direction is basically what we're saying.
Absolutely. And a key component of helping out older adults is enhancing their social participation, because as we know, your social participation is a determinant of health, and wherever we can make the strongest impact, that's where we want to be.
So if you've got a parent who's maybe sitting out on a farm by themselves and you want to get them more involved, more active with things, maybe you've got a neighbor who's like, you know, a half a mile down the road or something like that. If you can't always go and pay them a visit, maybe you feel they might be. Or again, if you're a physician who sees a patient and maybe they think they could be benefited from doing something with getting together with other people, refer them to a resource coordinator or really, really try and get them to call 211 and find out what's available to them, because that 211 service is absolutely phenomenal. Brenda Tun, an advisor to the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today here on CJNU.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stay active and stay connected with insights and social connections. For more information on how you can live your best life, join me, Jim Feeney, with my co-hosts Connie Newman of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities and Linda Brown from Active Aging in Manitoba from noon to 1 p.m. the last Wednesday of every month. Insights on social connections, heard exclusively on CJNU 93.7 FM.